Podcast. Stay up to date with all the latest updates, music releases, and encouraging messages by following us on all our social media platforms. Simply search Planet Shakers on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and connect with us today. Now for today's podcast from Pastor Russell, Humble, Healed, Whole. We pray it blesses you.
The Bible says in Proverbs 14, 34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. It's saying here, righteousness exalts a nation. We want this nation to be exalted right now. We want God to bring blessing and favor and prosperity into our land. Well, the key is righteousness. The key is a nation that gets right with God. And so today, the key scripture I want us to look at is 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14 to 16. And I'm reading from the NIV. And it says, if my people, famous scripture, who are called by my name, will humble themselves, everyone say, humble themselves, and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to their prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. That last scripture in another version says this, for I've chosen this temple and set it apart to be holy, a place where my name will be honored forever, and I will always watch over it, for it is dear to my heart. So today, here is a promise from God. But with every promise, there is requirements. With everything that God says, there's His part and there's our part. What we do, if you come and confess your sin and believe in your heart, then you'll be saved. Our job is confession and belief. God's job is salvation. And so with every miracle, another example of that, if you tithe and sow in offerings, God will rebuke the devourer and open the windows of heaven. So God's part is He rebukes the devourer and opens the windows of heaven. Our part is to give. So with every promise, there is a requirement. And so today, we're going to look at our part and God's part. The first part, it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. You know, in this day and age, this nation and the nations of the world, there needs to be more humility. And the Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, but He gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud and shows favor to the humble. Yeah. Submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So here the Bible is saying that God resists proud people, but shows favor to humble people. Now, being humble doesn't mean not being confident. This is the confidence we have in Him. If we ask anything according to His will, it shall be done. So our confidence doesn't come in us, but our confidence comes in Him. But because our confidence is in Him, our dependence is in Him, so we are humble before Him. And I want us to pray at this time that we have a nation that lives humbly, before the Lord. Lives with humility, from our Prime Minister to our Premier, from every leader, from every person, that we live humbly. You know, we're not there to be arrogant, but we're there to live in humility. Humility isn't not telling the truth either, by the way. A real humble person will tell something that is truthful, but will do it in a humble way. So we need to pray. We need to say, God, let there be a humility of people in our land. Let our Prime Minister live in humility. Let our Premier and our government in Victoria live in humility. You know, so many times, let our lives live in humility. So many times, It's very hard when you're going down a certain course to change your course, because what happens is if I change my course, then I seem like I'm wrong. But humility would say, I will do whatever God wants me to do. And my challenge to all of us is constantly not just being fixed on something because we have an opinion, but be humble to hear what God says. If I listen to every voice that I'm hearing right now in this world, there are doctors that are saying that lockdown is bad. There are doctors that are saying lockdown is good. There are evidence here and evidence there, and things are saying this and the people are saying that. But it's really on God's word that we base our life and we base the truth. And so we got to live humbly to hear what God says, because that's the ultimate truth. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:6, humble yourself therefore under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Humble yourself under God's mighty hand, that he might lift you up. You see, so many people try to get their name lifted up and try, well, what I'm doing. No, it's we need to humble ourselves under God's mighty hand. And right now, wherever you are, would you agree with me? Wherever you are, all over the world. And I'm obviously preaching from a situation here in Melbourne, but there are situations like this all over the world. There is an arrogance sometimes in life that says we don't need God. We are independent. We don't need anything. But we've discovered in this season that we actually do need people and we do need God. God most importantly. So would you join with me right now and humble ourselves before God? Father, today we humble ourselves here in Melbourne. Lord, we humble ourselves. Lord, let there be a humility from the Prime Minister to the Premier, from every leader, every person. Let there be a spirit of humility in this season right now. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Lord, we cannot do anything without you. We come into agreement with you, Holy Spirit. So it says, if my people who call by my name will humble themselves and pray.
Yeah. Awesome.
When Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray, he said, when you pray, say, our Father who art in heaven. We all know this. Hallowed be your name. We've talked about this. Come into his courts with thanksgiving. Magnify him in your day. Start your day with the praises of God. Don't get tired in doing good. You know, in this season right now, it can be so discouraging. It can be so, if you listen to all the voices in the environments that we live in, if you look at the news reports, you can get discouraged. But when the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord.
Yeah.
Wow. I want to challenge you and encourage you. Keep going strong. Amen. Keep believing. Keep loving. Keep giving. Amen. Keep sowing. You know what is such an important thing is our miracle offering, because what it does is activate our faith to say we're not going to settle down. We're not going to shrink back, but we are going to step up in faith, because we believe that God will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing so we can be a blessing.
Yes.
He was teaching us to pray. And he taught two times in scripture on that. He talked about this. And two different illustrations. Remember, he talked about the unjust judge, and the widow kept going back to him and knocking until justice came. See, Jesus was talking about we got to have a persistent prayer life. We got to have a persistence in our prayer. And in Luke 11, when Jesus was talking about this in verse 5, it says, and Jesus said to them, suppose you have a friend and you go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. And a friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I have no food to offer him. And suppose the one inside answers, don't bother me, the door is already locked and my children are in bed. I can't get up and give you everything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. I, church, let there be a shameless audacity in our prayer life that keeps knocking and keeps asking, God, bring the virus numbers down. God, open up the city. God, open up the schools. God, open up the churches. I tell you, in this season, what really has challenged me is when they're talking about the city, if this happened 100 years ago, the church would be at the table bringing their input, because a church should be the center of what's happening in a city. But over 100 years, we're not even asked what we think. We're not even involved in the processes. And I'm challenged by this church that we need to step up and see a revival happen in a city, that church becomes front and center of every decision made in our city and our nation. Because when there's a revival, the churches will be packed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let there be a shameless audacity that says, God, open the doors of churches. Open the doors. Fill the house of God. Fill the house of God with people in your presence. And it says, so I say to you, Jesus is teaching on prayer. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receive. And the one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open to you. Here is a determination we need in our spirit at this time. Let me stir your faith this morning, church. Keep knocking. Keep asking. Keep believing. Keep seeking. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Don't get into survival mode. I was talking to one of our pastors the other day, and he said some of our single young adults who, right at this moment, everyone's struggling, but he said particularly single young adults, professionals, right now are struggling right at this moment. My encouragement to you is, number one, we love you, but God loves you even more. But my encouragement to you is, keep asking.
Great.
Keep knocking. Keep seeking. That single mom, keep asking, keep knocking, keep seeking. That teenager, keep asking, keep knocking, keep seeking. Can't let there be an audacity. Don't, because nothing seems to have shifted in some ways, don't give up or get discouraged. Keep humbling yourself before God and keep asking, keep knocking, keep seeking God.
Great.
Because this is the nature of our dad. It says, which of your fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will he give him a snake instead? A fish tastes nice, a snake bites. God will not give you something that will hurt you. Or if he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion? By the way, fish and eggs are really good in diets because they have a lot of protein in it. So the Bible's very good on that, right? It says this. And even, it says, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give you the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Who is the Holy Spirit? He is your genius. He gives you thoughts and ideas. Great. He gives you solutions. Who is the Holy Spirit? He's your comforter.
Amen.
He's your protector. He's your advocate. He's the one who stands alongside. He is heaven's representative on earth, and he lives in you. And God is saying, if you keep asking, keep knocking, how much more? I'm such a good dad. Will I give you the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So right now we ask you, Holy Spirit, we ask you, Father God, to release Holy Spirit Spirit upon us right now. We ask for the anointing of the Spirit of God from the top of our head to the tips of our toes. Let the power of the Holy Spirit, let the power of God Almighty come upon your people. Oh, Holy Spirit, permeate our houses with your glory. Let the glory of the Lord. Oh, thank you. From Cape Town to Singapore to Geneva to Melbourne to Geelong. So we are to humble ourselves. We're to pray. Prayer is a place of humility, actually. But the Bible says that we enter His throne room boldly, with confidence. Why? Because He's made a way. The third thing, our responsibility is seek, which really is talking about worship. Let worship be filled in your... Prayer and worship are very close together, obviously. But let there be worship in your house. Yeah. Worship Him. What is worship? It's what you make the number one thing of your life. Yes. What you put number one in your life is what you worship. So worship God. Make Him number one over your finances. Make Him number one over your time. Make Him number one over your family. Make Him... When you make Him number one... This is a God we serve. Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you." God has plans for you. Declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you. Oh, can you feel that? Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. John 10:10, the devil comes to steal, kill and destroy. That's what a virus does. It's all from the devil. But Jesus comes to give life and life to the full. So which report are you going to believe? Yeah. Someone asked, they said, well, what does the Bible say about what's happening right now? Well, in Scripture, they isolated the sick, but the people who weren't sick weren't isolated. That's what the Scripture talks about. But our responsibility is come in prayer and believe, right?
Yeah.
It says this, and the plans to give you a hope and a future. You've got a great future and you've got a great hope. And then the Bible says, then you'll call on me and come and pray to me and I will listen to you. Yeah. I will listen to you. You will seek me and you will find me. And when you seek me with all your heart, let us be people who seek with God all, with all our heart. And He says, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I'll bring you back from captivity. I'll gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and I'll bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. So here, God is saying, I've got great plans for you. Now seek me, and as you seek me, you will find me. It is time to find God in this hour. Matthew 6:33-34, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. Remember, righteousness exalts a nation, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Isn't that the truth? If my people are called by my name, will humble themselves, will pray, will seek my face. And then here's the fourth one, our responsibility, and turn from their wicked ways. Now, wicked ways can be a whole heap of things. It can be unforgiveness. It can be anger. It can be independence. It can be bitterness. It can be any other sin, whether it's sexual sin or other sin, whatever it is. Turn from your wickedness. Turn from your ways. So we need to ask God, God, if there's anything in us, we ask you for forgiveness. We ask you that you would come and forgive us today. If there's anything in you, any wickedness, anything that you are carrying right now that you know isn't of God, would you right now say, God, forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me of that attitude. Forgive me of that action. Forgive me of that behavior. Forgive me of that bitterness I'm holding on. Whatever it is, forgive me. And I let it go and I turn from it and I turn to you. So our job, humble ourselves, pray, seek, and turn. Now, God's promise, God's part. Watch this. This is exciting. What does God do? God hears. I love this. We have a God who is not distant, but He hears your cry. He sees your hurt. He sees our struggles. He sees that depression. He sees that heaviness. He sees that loneliness. He sees it and He hears it. He not only hears it, but the Bible says, watch this. I love this. This is so good. He says, then I'll hear from heaven. Then I'll hear from heaven. So what happens then is He not only hears, but heaven responds.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm this week of prayer and fasting. It's even a pushing in, knocking more, saying, heaven, we need you to respond to this situation, whether it's in Singapore, Geneva, whether it's in Cape Town, whether it's in Melbourne or Geelong, wherever you are, we need heaven to respond to this situation right now. You're a good God and you won't give us a scorpion instead of an egg. You won't give us a snake instead of bread. Lord, you are a good God, or fish instead of a snake. Lord, we thank you. Or a snake instead of fish. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, you're going to respond. We need you to respond. We need you to respond. We need you to respond to our situation. Heaven responds. Then what does God do? He not only hears, He not only responds, but He forgives. He turns things around. Watch this. It says, and I'll forgive their sins. So God brings wholeness. In fact, the title of my message is today is Humble, Healed, Whole. Humble, Healed, Whole. And God wants us to live humble, live healed and whole.
Great.
God comes and responds with wholeness. He forgives and releases wholeness. That's what God says He will do. That's His part. Our part, humble ourselves, pray, seek, turn. God's part, He hears, He responds, He forgives, He brings wholeness. He brings wholeness. God wants to bring wholeness to your situation, whether it's spiritually, mentally, physically. He wants to bring wholeness. He wants to respond to your life today. And it says then, and I will heal their land. Whether it's spiritually, physically, emotionally, economically, whatever it is, God's promise, if we humble ourselves and pray and seek His face and turn, He will hear us, He will respond to us, He'll bring wholeness and forgiveness to us, and He will heal our land. I am believing that as we seek God in these next 7 days, that it will be a shift in the atmosphere of healing in the land of Melbourne, of Geelong, of Victoria, and beyond Australia, Singapore, Geneva, Cape Town, wherever you are listening, South America, North America, Europe, that there will be healing of the land emotionally, physically, spiritually, economically, heaven on earth. Let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. I will heal their land. For I have chosen, verse 16, this temple and set it apart to be holy. You know, He makes us holy. So when we're filled with Him and following Him, we are holy. He wants to turn our nations into places that are holy before Him. A set apart place. And it says, so what He does is He responds and He brings His holiness into our situation. He hears us. He responds. He brings forgiveness. He brings healing. And He brings holiness. He gets us to live a life that He who paid a price, we who are sinners weren't holy, but He paid a price and made us holy. And it comes through the exchange of repentance. It comes through the exchange of coming before Him and humbling ourselves. It comes through the exchange of believing and seeking Him. He brings His holiness, God's part. And then He says, and a place where My name will be honored forever.
Amen.
I am declaring and believing that Melbourne and Geelong, Victoria, Australia, Singapore, Cape Town, Geneva, Colombia, wherever you are around the world, that God's name will be honored, that He will be the first person we turn to, that we would honor Him and will give weight to Him, that a place where His name will be honored forever. And the Bible says that He will always watch over it. God wants to honor you today by honoring, as we honor Him, He brings honor to you. You see, when you seek Him, He looks after you. And so today, God says He'll hear, heaven will respond, there'll be wholeness, there'll be healing of the land, there'll be holiness, and there'll be honor. As what we do is we come and we humble ourselves, we persistently pray, we come and seek Him, worship Him constantly, and we come and we turn and we live not according to the patterns of this world, but we live according to the patterns of heaven. But I'm here to encourage you today, church. It is a season where we can't shrink back. It's a season where we need to step up. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Arise, our job, shine, our job. Light is revelation, comes from God, for the glory of the Lord. Isaiah 60, the glory, the weight of God. So we've got to humble ourselves. We've got to be persistent in our prayer. We've got to come and seek Him and turn. And now we receive God hearing us. We receive heaven responding. We receive wholeness and forgiveness. We receive healing. We receive holiness. And we receive honor of the King. We thank You, Lord.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? And I'm sure it's exactly what you needed to hear right now for what you're going through. Hey, don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Planet Shakers. Keep in touch in this season that we're in. And also you can email us or check our website for other details as well.